This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today I want to call your attention to Acts, the 23rd chapter, and I shall begin reading with verse 1. And Paul, looking steadfastly on the council, said, Brethren, I have lived before God in all good conscience unto this day. And the high priest Ananias commanded them that stood by him to smite him on the mouth. Then said Paul unto him, God shall smite thee, thou whited wall, and sittest thou to judge me according to the law, and commandest me to be smitten contrary to the law? And they that stood by said, Revilest thou God's high priest? And Paul said, I knew not, brethren, that he was high priest, for it is written, Thou shalt not speak evil of a ruler of thy people. Now back over in verse 22, or in chapter 22, we find, beginning with verse 14, these words, And he said, The God of our fathers hath appointed thee to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For thou shalt be a witness for him unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name. Now I want to go back to the beginning of chapter 22, somewhat out of logical connection, and yet for a reason. Beginning with verse 1 of the 22nd chapter, Paul says, Brethren and fathers, hear ye the defense which I now make unto you. And when they heard that he spake unto them in the Hebrew language, they were the more quiet, and he saith, I am a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, instructed according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, even as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women, as also the high priest doth bear me witness in all the estate of the elders, from whom also I received letters unto the brethren, and journeyed to Damascus to bring them also that were there unto Jerusalem in bonds to be punished. Now here's the account of the conversion of a very great man. A man who at one time even referred to himself as the chief of sinners because of the fact that during the time before he was converted to the Lord Jesus Christ, he was a bitter enemy to the church. He believed with all of his heart that Jesus Christ was an impostor and that those disciples of Christ who were preaching that he had been resurrected from the dead were simply misguided. But there are some wonderful lessons that we can learn from the account of his conversion. And I want to study some of these with you for the next day or two. First of all, let us learn this lesson, that there is no substitute for the truth. This man had a great ancestry, but he was not of such a condition in that ancestry that he could say, I therefore have no need to obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter today that you may be a Hebrew of the Hebrews or a Jew of the Jews or a Pharisee among the Pharisees. It does not matter that your mother and father may have been ever so devoted to God, that may have been ever so devoted to the Lord Jesus Christ. That ancestry is not a substitute for your learning and obeying the truth. In the next place, having a great teacher is not a substitute for the truth. Paul makes clear that he was brought up in the city of Jerusalem at the feet of Gamaliel. Gamaliel, of course, was a great teacher among the Jews. And sometimes we find people thinking that because they have listened to a certain great man preach, that is, man who is great in the eyes of other human beings, or they have heard someone teach who was a great and outstanding teacher, that this somehow or other qualifies them. The mere fact that they have heard the teacher qualifies them to the point of being saved, that they need not obey the gospel of Christ. But the case of Paul makes clear that this is simply not the case. In spite of his having the ancestry that he did, in spite of the fact that he had the teacher that he did, he was still lost when Jesus appeared to him on the road to Damascus for the simple reason that he had not heard, learned, and obeyed the truth. Be with us next time as we continue this vital study.